feeling like.
I made it.
Oh, yeah.
To a Friday, baby.
Fry-yay. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We try to put the yay in your fry-yay.
And sometimes we try to talk in the right order.
And it's really hard. Talking is harder than it looks, boys and girls. The date is May 16th, 2025. 11 days until my birthday. For those of you who are keeping score at home.
Crickets. Crickets.
I am in the market for a Sephora gift card. No, I'm just kidding.
Here, what's up? 46 isn't a big birthday. Like, why are we celebrating it so much?
Because aging is a privilege.
That's it.
And maybe I will start telling people I'm 46 because people will be like, oh, damn, girl, you've been sipping through the fountain of youth. What's your secret?
You're sipping something right now. You got some crazy pills in you.
I know. I'm really jacked up for this Friday. You know why?
Why?
I think it's because yesterday, after all the calls that we got from nurses, I left here.
What a transition.
Feeling like I was so appreciative for healthcare workers and all that they do, because we really got a peek behind the curtain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got some war stories.
We absolutely did. It was just a combo of appreciation and being grossed out, which was really, you know, interesting feeling.
It's how we like to live, though.
It's how we like to live. And if you missed it, I hate that for you. I do. I hate that for you. So Logan and I have hand-selected our favorite moments from yesterday's show that we'd like to relive with you now, and I hope you enjoy it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. So we're giving away a Nurses Night Out, baby. We have a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park, and we're giving away a hotel stay on top of it to one lucky nurse. We are taking your calls right now, wanting to hear your crazy tales on the job. 603-749-0975 is our number. So, Renee, from Rochester, you have a story for us?
I do. It's from when I first started out in nursing, and I was probably super young, like 22, 23.
Okay.
And I was working nights in the ICU, and we had a new patient come in, and she was a very large woman. She was probably about 450 to 500 pounds.
Whoa.
Okay.
And when someone comes in, you have to do a thorough skin assessment, just to make sure they don't have any wounds or open areas, because it's very important for the medical record and all of the things.
Yeah.
And so my LNA, who I loved working with, we went in and we set out, we're like, all right, we have to do our skin assessment. And so, you know, there's a lot of skin folds and things. So we're doing our skin assessment, and you have to kind of lift things up, move them around. And all of a sudden, my LNA lifts up a skin fold, and we kind of see something. It's dark, and we're thinking, oh my goodness, does she have a wound? Is this necrotic tissue? And we're like, and all of a sudden, we lift up further and move. We find a full intact Oreo.
What?
In between this woman's skin folds. And we're like, what is happening? We're like, we just found an Oreo. So we're 22. We're like trying not to snicker in front of her. We don't want to embarrass anybody, but we cannot believe in the middle of the skin folds we found this Oreo. So we're kind of like trying to like keep it under our breaths. And the LNA is like, what do I do? And I'm like, just put it on the table. You know, we don't want to get lost in the bed or anything else like that. And the worst part was, she all of a sudden, the woman, you know, kind of looks over, sees the Oreo, and then proceeds to give us like a little coy smile, puts her hand up like she's a little embarrassed, and I'm thinking, oh no, we've embarrassed her. But yet she proceeds to tell us that she, like, it's not like she was just eating Oreos and lost them. Apparently this is like a little kinky naughty game that she does with her boyfriend, and she hides snacks around herself. And then he goes to find them. And we were like, like, we're 22. Like, we were so young and we were so easily embarrassed. And we're like, what do we do? And she was just like, just thought she was something. I'm thinking, I've been scarred for life. I will never
forget that. So when you guys were like crazy nursing stories, that's the first thing that just came to my mind.
I just want to clarify. She's purposely hiding snacks in her, quote, skin folds so that her boyfriend can go on an adventure hunt later.
Yes, absolutely.
I smell pretzels in the bottom left corner.
I will be trying to recover from that story all day. Thank you so much for the call, Renee, for understanding the assignment. I thought that she was going to say the lady reached over and ate the Oreo. That would have been the cherry on top of the sundae.
That's the only way I thought the story was going.
Right.
Not that it was a kinky role-playing thing.
We don't mean to yuck anyone's yum, but I didn't know there was a market for that.
No, that's yummy.
Love an Oreo. 603-749-0975 is our number. We're still taking your calls at 603-749-0975. It's Luke Bryan, One Margarita, on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. It's Nurses Night Out, baby. One lucky healthcare worker is about to score a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park. But wait, there's more, and a hotel stay included. We are just asking for you to call and share your craziest, most ridiculous, wild stories on the job as a healthcare worker, without violating HIPAA, of course. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, Phil. Thanks so much for holding.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're well. So, we're excited to hear your tale.
Okay. So actually, while I was stopping Little Phil, who was on the radio with me last time, I actually got my LNA license.
Oh,
and yes. Ended up starting to work. Yeah, I started working at a nursing home, and most because I was bigger and I could lift pretty easily, I got stuck on the Alzheimer's dementia ward. Mm. So then in the evenings, we had to make our rounds, and everybody needed to be washed or bathed or whatever it may have been. And I had my set of rooms, and all the other LNAs had their set of rooms. So I got to the room for a woman who we'll call a spell, and I heard some funny noises coming from the room. So I said, I'll give her a few minutes, and I'll come back. And then I went next door to a room where there was actually a couple who had been married for 50 years and in the Alzheimer's dementia ward together. Their names were Betty and Joe.
Okay.
And I said, Betty, where's Joe? Because when I got there, I had Betty, Joe, and then I was supposed to go to a cell and clean her up. And she said, oh, he's next door. I said, what's he doing next door? Because there was funny noises coming from a cell's room. She's like, yeah, he's having a good time. He'll come back when he's ready.
Stop it.
No.
It gets better. It gets better.
How?
And I'm like, are you okay with that, Betty? And she goes, listen, I dealt with this for 50 years. She can handle it for a while.
Oh, my God.
Now, the worst part of it is that they're still on my list to wash up.
Oh.
So when they both finished, I still had to give them both baths.
No.
So you're cleaning Phil's stuff off of Betty's booty.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it happens more often than you think.
I've heard this, but this is the first tale that I've heard, like...
A true story.
Yeah, like a boots-on-the-ground recount of it.
Oh, yeah, no. It was fantastic. Betty's responses were fantastic.
God bless Betty. God bless Phil. God bless Estelle.
Yeah. Oh, it was Estelle. That was the one who's getting it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah. Shout out to Betty.
Mm-hmm. A good sport. She's just outsourcing it now.
Yeah, she's like, listen, go somewhere else for it. Two steps over in the next bedroom.
Unreal. Phil, thank you. This was so worth the wait. We can't thank you enough for enhancing our morning show with this tale.
Thanks.
Okay, your turn, 603-749-0975. We're still taking your calls about your wild tales on the job as a healthcare worker. And once again, someone is going to win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park and a hotel stay. Are you kidding me? Nurses Night Out, baby. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, in honor of Nurses Month, Logan and I are taking your calls about your wild stories on the job as a healthcare worker, without violating HIPAA, of course. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm from Penacook, New Hampshire.
What up, Kathy? Kathy of Penacook. We are excited to hear your tale.
Oh, okay. My husband insisted I called in and I tell you about this story.
Here we go.
Let's go.
So Early on in my career, I was a nurse's aide at a nursing home. And, of course, one of the things you do when new patients come in is you have to go down and do an assessment of them and bring the report back to the nurse's station. So I had gone and done so. And I walked in the room. I was asking the gentleman questions. Wasn't really looking at him, kind of showing him around the room. And then I turned around. He was laying in his bed. He whipped his blankets open and said, "Do you want to shake hands with the governor?"
Was the governor was his Willie, right? I just want to make sure.
That is correct. I graciously said, "No, thank you. I think they need me out front." So I went back to the nurse's station and let them know that this one might be a little perverted.
Yep.
And then my husband took it one step further. The next morning, he was in the shower, called me into the bathroom, and then whipped the shower curtain open and said, "Do you want to shake hands with the senator?"
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with your husband. He sounds like he has a great sense of humor.
Oh, but he does. He does. He's a constant joker.
That is so damn good. You know what's really sad? And this is the hardest part. Not hardest part. Let me rephrase. I hear so many really disgusting, perverted stories from my wife and nurse friends as well. And I am so sorry that you have to deal with some of that activity. Just because someone's old doesn't mean it's okay to be a perv.
That is true. Thanks for saying that, Logan.
Yeah, it is true, but there are people that are pervs that aren't old.
That is also true.
It feels a little more harmless, like when they are 98 for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can't wait to see my wife and ask if she wants to shake hands with the president today.
Senator.
Well, there's governor, senator. I'm feeling a little more presidential.
I'm so happy for you. Thank you for the call, Kathy. You certainly understood the assignment. Number one, Free New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Nurses Month, Logan and I are taking your calls, your war stories, your craziest days on the job as a healthcare worker. My God, our listeners are amazing. Did they understand the assignment or what?
Absolutely crushed it. Can we just say this? We were a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if the healthcare workers of the world were going to be comfortable to do this. Because we know you have these jarring stories, but it's that HIPAA violation type thing. You're like,
we didn't know. We didn't know.
But you did it. You were not afraid. Were you anonymous? Some. Did you say different names? I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. And the phones are still aglow, so we'll take a few more now at 603-749-0975. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Jade, and I'm from Fremont, New Hampshire.
Good morning, Jade. So Logan and I can't wait to hear your tale.
Oh, boy. So I'm an ER nurse, so I have a lot of tales.
I'm sure.
So going off that last call that you guys had, we've had a patient where, you know, they're having foot pain, so we pull their sock off, and off comes the toe in the sock.
Shut up.
Wait, you're talking about this like it's happened more than once.
I feel like it's definitely probably has happened more than once.
Wait, is there blood when you remove the toe?
What?
Patients can neglect themselves, and then they come in, and the toe is completely, like, rotted off, basically, and it just comes flying off with the sock.
What's crazy to me is that there's a little one in the background who has no clue that we're talking about pulling off toes like it's a Tootsie Pop.
I know.
Hello, we're so sorry to keep you waiting. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we would love to hear your tale.
Okay, so I work in urology, and we have a lot of men that come in with things put in them that should not be in them.
Oh, my God. What's the craziest thing?
Probably a phone cord.
What?
Why? Why?
Yeah,
you don't need charging there. You don't.
It's also so thin.
We've had phone chargers, Mardi Gras beads, pens, pencils.
Whoa.
Sewing needles.
Of those, the only thing that really I'm tracking is the Mardi Gras beads. Like, there's a thing for that, but
a charger and a pencil?
What are we doing?
What's the eraser doing?
Exactly.
Up there.
Wow.
Erasing bad memories.
Yeah.
Kylie, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. How are you?
Good. So, I've been a nurse for a number of years, and years ago I worked in pulmonary medicine, and there was a woman who had very bad asthma, and they essentially wanted her to get rid of her cab, and she did not want to.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in one day so excited that she wanted to show the doctor her new jewelry, which was her deceased cat's fur made into little jewelry balls that she had earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace made.
Wait, but she's allergic?
But she's allergic.
What the heck?
She can't let go even after they're gone.
Yeah, she didn't understand that that really wasn't what the point of it, that, you know, it was still the fur that she shouldn't be having near her face.
Yeah, yeah, we get it. We get it. She didn't, but we get it.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't. No.
Thank you so much for the call, Kyle. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, in honor of Nurses Month, Logan and I are taking your calls about your wild stories on the job as a healthcare worker. Our number is 603-749-0975. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Good morning. My name is Harmony. I live in Milton, New Hampshire.
Hello, hi, Harmony. Harmony. We'd love to hear your tale.
So I used to work in assisted living.
Yeah.
And we had a resident who was demented. She had really bad lactose intolerance. We had a resident refrigerator out in the common area, and I wasn't realizing that she was getting into somebody else's ice cream.
Oh boy.
I would shower her daily, you know, just it, sometimes it's easier at that age just to shower than when they have a blowout. So I go to her room to check on her one day. She's sitting on her bed, wrapped up in a comforter, bollocky as the day she was born.
Yep.
I said, Phyllis, what are you doing? Oh, I'm waiting for you people, she says.
You people? You people. You must get called you people more often than you prefer.
Oh my goodness. Yes, in that situation, definitely.
So she had an accident, was wrapped up in the comforter?
Yeah, she had an accident. She stripped herself down. She stripped her bed.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, she was like, it was uncharacteristic for her because normally she would act like she didn't know what she was doing.
Well, that sounds like a good patient.
Except the comforter was probably in rough shape, no?
Well, the comforter's definitely hitting the garbage, but at least she
took the initiative.
Yes, that's
undressed herself, yes. And she knew the next step.
Absolutely.
Okay, Phyllis. Okay. I like that. Well, Harmony, thank you so much for taking the time to share that tale. We're going to call you back if you win.
Awesome. It was so great to talk to you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Harmony.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you for what you do.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Number one. Morris, 80s Mercedes on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. I always listen to that song fondly because it was so big in 2016, and that's the year that I started here on WOKQ. So it brings me right back. We do have a new episode of Second Date Update coming up next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning, and it's time, homies. I know it's your guilty pleasure. Don't lie to me. I know you love it. A brand new episode of Second Date Update is happening right now.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second. Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. We are going to welcome in Marcus. He's on line 9 right now. Hi, Marcus. Are you still there?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you're here.
Thanks for having me on.
So what's going on with Jana?
Jana's like the whole package. She's smart. She's capable. Really hot. Owns her own jewelry store in Manchester. Got it going on, you know?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. We met on Hinge, and I saw, you know, one of her pictures of Star Wars Park at Disney, like, all decked out, you know, and, like, in Disney gear. And I was like, on May 4th, I was like, may the 4th be with you. And she loved it.
That was smooth.
Then, yeah, very good.
And then I was like, aren't you a little too hot to be in Star Wars gear? You know, and she's like, you haven't seen Princess Leia in, like, a gold bikini yet. You know, she can get it. And then we kind of flirted back and forth. It was fun.
Yikes. And did she get it?
Well, we moved from talking on the app to texting, right?
And, okay.
You know, like, one night I was like, what are you up to? And she was like, I'm closing the shop. Like, why don't you come through? So I did. And we hung out. Like, she locked the doors, and we were up, like, you know, hanging out, just talking, while, you know, which was really cool. And I was telling her what kind of jewelry my mom liked. It was her birthday coming up, so she was showing me stuff, and then I was like, gonna buy it. And she was like, well, it's closed down. You'll have to come back.
Keeping the door open.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we went to a bar after that, grabbed a drink. It was pretty effortless and easy, you know, to be around her. And I don't know, she has a great sense of humor, really cute laugh, you know, a little snort sometimes. I think it's really funny. And we, you know, and look, and we left things off on a really good note, but I had to text her after the date a few times and she never responded.
That's it. You never heard from her again? Like, did you try to go back to the shop? Because, like, now you know where she works.
Yeah, well, I went back to her shop to buy the necklace for my mother, and some of the girls working the register, and I was like, is Jenna working today? And the girl just was, you know, she said she ran out for an errand, or, you know, like, kind of, you could just tell, I could just tell she was kind of blowing it off, or kind of, like, awkwardly blowing it off, you'd say, you know? And so I was like, can you tell her to text Marcus when she has a chance? And the girl was like, I'm okay, you know, but it was, like, awkward energy, you know?
Like, she was told to say that.
And my guess is that she didn't text you back.
No, I didn't get any text.
Right.
That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's why he's here.
I'm just doing the recap here.
All right, Marcus, well, I'm not gonna lie, it doesn't sound great.
No, it sounds real bad.
It does not sound good. But we are going to do what we said we would do, and that is to call Jana and invite her to come on the show and tell us why she's kind of blowing you off and why a second date hasn't happened already. So at the very least, we can get you answers, and at the very most, we'll send you two on a second date that we, the radio station, would pay for.
That sounds good to me, and I really, really appreciate the help on that.
You're welcome, Marcus. Good luck. Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 W. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for part two of second date update. All right, Logan, we did it. We got a hold of Jana, and she doesn't seem that thrilled to come on the air for second date update, but she said she would. Hi, Jana.
Hey.
Hey. So, like we told you a little bit off the air, we're calling on behalf of our listener, Marcus. He had a really good, really good time with you and was hoping to see you again.
Marcus. Yeah, so I did have a pretty good time with Marcus. Like, he seemed like a nice enough guy, but unfortunately, after our date, I learned some pretty bad stuff about him. So no, I won't be seeing him again. That was like a one and done situation.
What do you mean bad stuff, Jana? What's so bad?
Okay, at the end of our date, we were walking to our cars, and he's like, okay, this is me. And he pointed to this, like, it was like a GMC Terrain or whatever the hell it was. Like, but I saw a car seat. Mm. And so I point to it, and I'm like, okay, is there something you aren't telling me? And he goes, oh, sometimes I help my sister out, you know, and like, pick up my niece from daycare on Thursdays. And
well, that's nice if it's true.
So I was like, okay, that's precious. I love that. So I was like, okay. But we went our separate ways, and then the next day, I got this DM request from this girl I don't know, and her handle is like Bad Bunny XO something crazy, I don't know, and she's like popping off about how Marcus is her baby daddy. She's 9 months pregnant. She's due any day now. I should stay away from him.
Holy,
he's a bad guy. They broke up because he's cheating on her while she's pregnant. Blah 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 blah. And like, okay, I was like, absolutely, like. No, like, I have no energy. I have no space or time for, like, baby mama drama. Like, I have a business to run. I have a perfect to maintain. Like, I am this is not, you know what I mean? I am busy.
Is she busy?
This is not happening.
Yeah, and also, like, if she's seriously 9 months pregnant and he's out here cheating on her.
Bad.
Holy smokes. I have an idea. Jana, we can find out if he is exaggerating, telling the truth, lying. We can find all this out right now because we didn't tell you Marcus is on the other line. So we're going to bring him in and find out.
Is that okay with you?
Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Peer pressure.
This is insane, but so is he. So, yeah, I should have seen this coming. Okay.
Marcus?
Yeah, bring him in.
Hey, Jana. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. Are you going to address anything I just said or what?
Yeah, I mean, I have a baby on the way, but I didn't cheat on my ex.
Well,
we just weren't a match, you know? I wish you were the best and plan to be involved in my son's life, which is why, you know, sold the car seat. But he's not even here yet.
Okay. So, let me just ask you. This is so messed up. How am I supposed to believe anything you're telling me when you lied effortlessly to my face? Like, you said you picked your niece up from daycare on Thursdays. Like, all that came out pretty smooth. Do you even have a niece?
Yeah, I do, but not in daycare anymore. She's in second grade. Anyway, I think we're getting off track here.
No, no, we're very much on track. You lied to me. You have a baby on the way with another woman, which, right? You have a baby on the way, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The other woman, she DM'd me. She said you cheated while she was pregnant. So I don't know why you think I would have the time or interest in starting up a relationship with you. You have a lot going on right now, dude.
But that's life, and it happens, right? I mean, just because it didn't work out with my ex doesn't mean I don't deserve to find somebody right for me.
Oh, my God. I think you need to focus on being a new dad, and you need to put dating on the back burner right now, right? But, like, truly, I don't care what you do next. I just know it's not going to be with me. Like, I can't. I don't know what this is here.
Wow. So I think that answers our question. We were going to offer Jenna a second date with Marcus, but I mean, it seems like that's...
Yeah, that answer is for sure a no.
All right.
Yeah. I'm getting a DM, you guys. This is... Let me see what my girl said.
Wait, who's DMing you?
Bad Bunny.
Wait, right now? At this very moment?
She says, wait, listening to you on the radio, he's not a new dad. He also has a 10-year-old daughter with a girl from Revere.
Shut up. Marcus?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is true.
Are you Nick Cannon? How many kids you got? Just don't come into my shop again. I'll call the cops. Go be a good dad.
Yeah, okay, fine. That necklace was overpriced anyway.
Nice.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. What is the dumbest argument you've ever got into with your significant other? I have one that may top the list. I'm almost embarrassed to share.
Please do, though.
It's involving American chop suey.
How does an argument start with chop suey?
So it's one of the only things I make, and I do it pretty well, but I'm pretty particular about it.
Okay.
And I sent the ingredients to Steven, baby daddy boyfriend, because he does the Hannaford to-go list.
Sure.
And instead of getting large elbows for the pasta, he got medium-sized elbows. And that simply won't do. And I'm very particular about this because the large elbows really absorb all the sauce and the meat in the dish.
Yep.
And it's important. And it's a difference. Between medium and large, it's a difference, my people, if you spend a lot of time in the pasta aisle. So whatever I pick up the order and I bring it all home and I see, we got medium elbows. I go, no worries. I'm going to go back and get the large. He goes, you got to be kidding me. This is crazy. What a waste of time. Feels like you're just doing this to make a point. And I said,
I probably would say that too.
I'm like, okay, I'm not mad, and I understand where you're coming from, but it really does make a difference.
Right.
You know,
it's your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
So I go, I get it from Hannaford, I come back, and we just kept the medium-sized elbows because we're like, we'll use it for something else, whatever.
Yep.
So he can't wait. He's like, show me the box. So I bring out the box. He puts the boxes side by side. He can't wait to be like, they're exactly the same. Like, that's what he wants to prove to the world and me and everyone.
Sure, sure, sure.
And he's like, looking, he's like, it is a difference.
They are?
It really is a difference. Okay. The large elbows versus the medium.
Sure.
And it's not like I won the argument, but he saw my point and... He was happy when it was all said and done that we had those large elbows. They hold the sauce. It's better.
Jeez, that is a dumb argument.
I know.
It was so dumb.
The amount of time that we
spent...
I don't
know who's being more spiteful. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. The amount of time talking about the difference of the pasta was just like, oh my God, we used to be fun. Like, what happened?
Yeah,
what happened
to us? That's a crazy conversation to have.
So, that is our question for you. You listening to this nonsense, do you have a tale that's coming to mind of the stupidest argument you've ever had with your significant other? As it's happening, you're like, are we really arguing about this? 603-749-0975. Kylie, what about you? What do you argue about?
Toppings on a pizza.
You got into a fight about pizza toppings. What did you want on the pizza?
I am a veggie lover.
Okay, and what did he want?
He wanted meat and only meat.
Okay, well, at least you don't want pineapple. Thanks for the call, Kylie. You understood the assignment. If you have one, you can feel free to chime in at 603-749-0975. Make me feel better about the chop suey thing, could you? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. The time is now to give away our final pair of tickets to see Kane Brown, Mitchell Tenpenny, M10 if you will, and Ashley Cook when they come to the Bank NH Pavilion in Guilford. Bow, bow, bow. So that show is May 25th.
It's coming up.
I would make sure you have the date available before you call and try to win these. But if you're looking at the calendar, it's free. You're available. You should call right now because Logan is ready to take you on in a battle of pop culture wits. I do have a theme.
A theme.
I'm not telling you the theme.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you. It's Morgan Wallen. 603-749-0975 is our number. In spirit of Morgan Wallen's new album, I'm the Problem, coming out at midnight last night. This is a Morgan Wallen-themed game. 603-749-0975 is our number. If you'd like these Kane Brown tickies, give us a call right now. Good luck.
It's going down. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Is this Harmony?
Hello.
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 You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning, but you already knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we choose you to play Can't Beat Logan today for a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown. How are you feeling? What are the emotions?
Oh, my God, I'm super stoked.
Oh, she cranked it up. All right, well, Harmony, get rid of me. Let's play.
Get out of here, Logan.
You got it, girl.
She snickers. All right, Harmony, this is a battle of pop culture wits. You get more right than Logan, you win. If you tie, you still have to say the phrase of shame, but you'll be skipping into the weekend with a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown, K-Breezy, I like to call him. Are you ready to roll?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm not sure if you heard, we have a little theme today. In spirit of Morgan Wallen's new album, I'm the Problem, coming out last night at midnight. It is Morgan Wallen theme.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
So, out of these, who does Morgan Wallen not have a collaboration with on his new album, I'm the Problem? So this is, he doesn't have a collab with. Tate McRae, Eric Church, or Ella Langley?
Tate McRae.
Question number two. Morgan Wallen celebrated a B-Day earlier this week. How old did he turn? I will give you a 3-year buffer.
I'm going with 35.
She's going with 35. We're locking it in. Okay. And finally, finish the lyrics. Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, I had some help. This is, you know, the very first line of the song. You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb because...
I am so sorry. I'm drawing a blank.
No, you're okay.
I can't think of it.
You want to just throw a guess out there? Something that rhymes with don't you baby? Because, you know, that's how songs are.
You drive me crazy.
Because you drive me crazy. Perfect. All right. I am waving Logan back in. How do you feel about that performance? But don't give anything away because he's going to hear you.
Thinking I might have gotten one right.
That's the spirit.
Atta girl, Harmony.
Confidence on a Friday. We love to see it.
Sky high.
Okay, Logan, are you ready for this Morgan Wallen-themed game?
Yeah, let go.
Okay. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, came out last night at midnight. Out of these, who does he not have a collab with on this album? Tate McRae, Eric Church, or Ella Langley?
Ella Langley.
Ella Langley, Logan says. Good job, I'm proud of you. And Harmony said Tate McRae. Ella Langley is correct.
Of course.
But of course. Question number two.
Sure.
Morgan Wallen celebrated a birthday earlier this week. How old did he turn? I will give you a 3-year buffer.
32.
Right on the money, right on the nose. But our girl Harmony, she squeaked out the point too because she said 35.
Nice.
Yay.
Her job, Harmony.
Woo, woo, woo.
Thank you.
And finally, finish thy lyrics. Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, I had some help. First lines of the song. You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb because...
You made me.
You made me. Logan said you made me. Harmony said you drive me crazy.
that was fun. That gave me a good chuckle.
Yeah, I made her. I was like, you guys say something. Say something. So Logan, three score sweep. Beautiful, beautiful nice. Chef's kiss. And Harmony did get one. We do need to hear the phrase of shame out of you.
I am Harmony. I live in Milton, and I can't beat Logan.
I live in Milton.
Harmony.
Are you okay, Q? We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Happy Morgan Wallen Day to those who are celebrating. So he has a brand new album that came out at midnight last night. It's called I'm the Problem. It has 37 songs. And Logan and I debuted his collab with Tate McRae called What I Want. And we were curious to know what you think at 603-749-0975. Hello, Kina. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Oh, awesome. Good morning, Matt. song gave me goosebumps.
You liked it?
Absolutely loved it. Yeah, that's great. I'm even more excited now to go see him in August. I already got my tickets.
Riddle me this. Do we welcome Tate McRae? Does the country community say, keep on dabbling, we like you?
Absolutely.
Cool.
I thought it was wonderful, yeah.
I know, it was perfect for a Friday, too. Like, it's a very much, like, on my way to work, it's nice out, windows down, like, summer vibes.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I'm doing, too.
It's a great take, kind of.
Perfect.
Great take.
You, too. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Happy weekend.
You, too. Yay.
Later.
Yay. Hi, who are we speaking with? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. So what'd you think?
You know, fabulous. Just truly, just love hearing him. And each time you hear his success, hear a new song, you appreciate that, like, redemption is real. Like, he messed up the beginning of his career. He did some crazy things. Success made him a little crazy. And if we were all held to some silly things we did, right, in our misguided youth, then would we be? So every song, fabulous, and happy for him that, you know, he just has the success and, you know, continues to just be his true self. It's fabulous.
I want to make this clear. I loved the song. I think it was amazing. Here's a question, and I don't necessarily believe this, but if somebody made this argument, I would go, okay. Do we think that some of his songs sound really redundant? Because I knew that at some point a bass was going to drop. I knew it was going to get really, like, swayy and vibey. And I could have really predicted the sound of it when that bass did drop. Do you feel that way, Kira or Wendy?
And it doesn't bother me that he might do this, you know, the same thing every song. But I feel that way about some actors. Adam Sandler's been doing the same thing for 30 years, and I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I know.
You know?
It's a very good comparison.
And it's what he's living. You know, his songs where, you know, you might just want the glitz and glamour. You know, I'm in bed next to someone who's here but really not there because they're chasing, you know, the money and the fame, and they're not really, you know, being a true partner to him. And that's the lane he's in right now.
It's what he's living.
What he's living, baby. He's seeing what he's living.
All right,
baby.
Wendy. Thanks for the input. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Fine.
Hi, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Who are we speaking with?
Liz.
Okay, Liz. So what do you think about the new Morgan Wallen?
Oh, my gosh. I loved it. I was very hesitant about it being a collab with Tate McRae, but that song was fire.
Fire.
I'm so glad you think that.
Going home to put it on repeat.
Love it.
Love it.
Me too.
That's the only feedback we need.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Liz. Okay, so our Morgan Wallen listening party will continue, but for now it is time for that Kenny Chesney contest code. Let's get into it.
Is Las Vegas on your bucket list? Enter this code now on the 97.5 WOKQ app for a chance to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere.
736. If you want to be screaming, Viva Las Vegas! 736 is what you need. 736. Enter that in the 97.5 WOKQ app. Kira, say the code.
736.
Great job.
I was listening. Good luck. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to our Morgan Wallen listening party. So all morning long, we've been playing songs off of his brand new album that came out at midnight last night, I'm the Problem. And most recently, we played his collab with Eric Church called Number 3. And Number 7. And we were curious to know what you thought of the song. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Nick Brown. How you doing?
Nick Brown. What's up?
So Number 3 is Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, so perfect. Driving drunk. I knew it was about a car accident, driving drunk. Exactly. So Number 3, Dale Earnhardt. Number 7 is Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for that.
Great clarity, brother.
No
man.
No problem.
Do you like the song?
Yeah, it's a good tune.
It's a good tune. Yeah, he's neutral on it.
Thank you, Nick Brown.
Yeah. All right, have a good day,
See you, man.
Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we did get clarity that Number 3 is Dale Earnhardt, so now we're in the loop on that. Did you have an opinion on the song?
I loved it, and I was actually also calling to tell you guys I think the 3 was referring to Dale Earnhardt because he was saying something about driving fast, and I just remember that was my dad's favorite race car driver.
There you go. Thanks so much for chiming in.
Yeah, super good song. Love it. Thank you guys for playing this stuff this morning.
Oh, of course. We're enjoying it. We're glad you are, too.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. If there is a song off of Morgan's brand new album, I'm the Problem, that you'd like to hear on our listening party, give us a call at 603-749-0975, and we'd be happy to throw that on. I'm kind of inclined to either play his collab with Hardy.
Yes.
Or Ernest next.
Hardy.
Hardy?
Hardy!
Okay, okay, that's what Logan thinks. Do you agree? Give us a call.
With the days getting longer.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Last night at midnight, last night, we let the liquor talk. No, Morgan Wallen gave us a new album. It's I'm the Problem. It's 37 songs, and we've been listening to some of his collabs all morning long. His song with Tate McRae called What I Want is a front runner for Logan and I, and we want to know what you think about it. So we're going to play it for you right now. Here it is, Morgan Wallen featuring Tate McRae with What I Want.
She said, you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything she touched just goes up in smoke. Only stay a couple nights, then she gonna be gone. I said, baby, you should know that's what I want. That's what I want, that's what I want. That's what I want, that's what I want. That's what I want, what I want. And you ain't got a word. No trust issues with me, I got them too, I got them too. Now you ain't got a word about no exes, that's crazy, I got them too, you know I do. If you're in a hurry, now you ain't gonna hurt me tonight. And it won't be the worst thing if this is all it is.
Morgan Wallen featuring Tate McRae. That's What I Want. The song's just called What I Want off of his brand new album, I'm the Problem, that came out last night at midnight. 37 songs. We are number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. For Logan and I, we haven't listened to all 37, but that's the front runner.
Yeah, I mean, we've listened to what, like four so far, and that's number one by a landslide for me.
Just feels summery, feels flirty, feels fun. I love their voices together.
Love them.
I feel like maybe there's some sexual tension. I don't know. Maybe someone should alert Kid Laroi.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kid Laroi's got Tate McRae locked down.
I know. But I like the chemistry. I can't imagine that they had a good time recording that together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
In the studio, popping some cocktails, sure maybe some high nooners.
I'm sure Kid Laroi was in the background going, you better watch yourself, boy.
He's supervising, right? We're curious to know what you thought of that, and if there are any more songs straight off the I'm the Problem album by Morgan Wallen that you'd like to hear this morning, shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app.
Well,
That is Morgan Wallen, Just In Case, on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're here on Logan in the Morning. Happy Morgan Wallen Day to those who are celebrating. He released a brand new album last night at midnight called I'm the Problem. 37 songs. Have a great time listening to all 37. It has been fun. The songs that we've listened to, we've really liked so far. So I have about... I have about 33 more to listen to.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too.
I got some homework this weekend. It is time for Compliments, Double Downs, and Apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooksett, New Hampshire. I would like to compliment our girl, Harmony. She was our contestant for round two of Can't Beat Kira today. I've been really trying to promote this type of behavior on Can't Beat Kira. Can't stress it enough that even if you don't know the answer, you're completely drawing a blank, you should always say something. Because you never know, it could be right. And even if it's not, it's just more entertaining to throw a guess out there rather than say, pass, I don't know. So this is an example of Harmony doing just that. And finally, finish the lyrics. Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, I had some help. This is, you know, the very first line of the song. You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb because...
I am so sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
No, you're okay.
I can't think of it.
You want to just throw a guess out there? Something that rhymes with don't you, baby?
You drive me crazy.
Okay, and it wasn't you drive me crazy. It's because you made me, but you know what? Since Harmony gave it the old college try, she still skipped into the weekend with a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown.
True. Way to play along with it, Harmony.
Yeah, and we love to see that. So thank you. My compliments to her. What do you have, my guy?
Give it a compliment to Morgan Wallen today. Do I think 37 songs is an enormous album? Yeah, I do. But that's not, we're not talking about that. I love the fact that he pulled Tate McRae into country music, or at least just a song on his album. I love that he has a bunch of collabs with different artists, from Hardy to The Chief. There were a couple others that I'm blanking on right now. That's neither
Ernest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's neither here nor there. I love when non-country artists are featured on country songs,
it's
like
fun.
Tate McRae. I think it is super cool just to hear their voice in a different tune, in a different type of music. So shout out to Morgan Wallen. I love that Tate McRae song so much. I'm gonna be playing it the second I get in my truck.
On repeat.
Probably.
Yeah, it is. It is a banger. And yeah, he's having quite the week. Birthday on Monday. I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday, but then, you know, by Friday, he's breaking all these records in country music. It's a good week to be Morgan Wallen. So we're in support. We're in support of Team Morgan. On that note,
we out.
Ginny Rogers is up next. And so is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. Oh, and don't forget real quick, tomorrow I'm going to be at Campers Inn in Kensington for their big RV sale. I'm really excited about that. So I'll be there from 11 to 1. They're having all kinds of amazing Memorial Day weekend sales, even though it's not Memorial Day weekend yet. They're just, you know, getting the excitement around it. And I'll have some giveaways. I'm giving away a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown. I have swag. I have T-shirts. So, again, I'll be at Campers Inn in Kensington from 11 to 1 tomorrow with 97.5 WOKQ. All weekend long, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.
Sorry, we're back. Quick corrections corner. It's actually in Kingston. So I'll be at Campers Inn in Kingston tomorrow from 11 to 1 with 97.5 WOKQ. Didn't want you going to the wrong town to hang out with me. Okay, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow.